KSRO, Pat Kerrigan here, and on the live line with us, Sergeant Spencer Crum from the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department. Sergeant Crum, good to talk to you.
Hey, good to talk to you, Pat.
So Santa Rosa, a hotbed of activity, that's saying the least of it, with the two home invasions, one man dead, so many suspects already rounded up. Do we know any more today about the why of it and the who of it?
You know, as luck would have it, the detectives worked around the clock and interviewing all these suspects till early in the morning, and they're taking a little timeout break just as I came in. And so I haven't had a chance to really get a good grasp on what happened. I do have the fact that they actually got booked early this morning.
All four of them?
All four of them for murder and robbery and other charges, and we are going to be releasing those names very shortly.
You know, a home invasion, it's for me personally, I think for a lot of people, is one of the scariest criminal possibilities in the world, you know.
Absolutely.
Being attacked in your home. And, you know, when you're talking about two separate invasions, two separate homes, maybe it has something to do with marijuana, although I thought we were past that point. Now that, you know, marijuana is legalized in the state of California, we were past the point of people robbing each other because of pot.
Well, and that was kind of our stance against Prop 64 was it's legal here in California, but it's still illegal in other states. So nothing prevents people from coming in from other states and doing things like this.
Ah.
And taking it, you know, across state lines and making, you know, a fortune off of it. So it's not legal nationwide.
Yeah, that's for sure. And that's one of the back and forths about this issue, certainly as it kind of regards law enforcement. And so four suspects are in custody. Is one, the woman, still on the loose?
The woman is still on the loose. Detectives have done just an absolutely amazing job with this case. And we're working really hard to get her into custody, and we will keep the public advised as soon as that happens.
And is it true that there was a deputy, Sonoma County Sheriff's deputy, on duty in Vallejo yesterday who had heard the call out about the vehicle that was involved in all of this and then saw the vehicle in Vallejo?
Yes, so we understand that there's a detective who's working a narcotics case over in Vallejo, and when this all went down, he did hear about it and actually spotted the vehicle at a Denny's restaurant. And there's a Denny's and a Motel 6 in the same parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
So we weren't sure if they were actually at the Denny's or at the Motel 6. And so he called in backup reinforcements, and with the vehicle pulled out of the parking lot, the deputies, the CHP officer and the Vallejo PD officer lit him up with their lights and sirens, and the vehicle took off.
And were any of the suspects injured in that crash?
Well, we don't know about the female, but she managed to run away
and get
away, so we can assume that she's uninjured. There were some minor injuries by the car that they hit, which was unfortunate.
Yeah, very unfortunate, and of course, most unfortunate for the victims. It is a story that that it seemed like it took off out of nowhere, and then so much has been accomplished between now and then in terms of the capture of four out of five of those subjects. We saw you all over the place last night on news all over the Bay Area. We appreciate you being with us yesterday, you know, during the course of the reporting on this and throughout this morning, too. Thank you, Sergeant Crum.
You're welcome.
All right, that is Sergeant Spencer Crum from the Sheriff's Department. And from Sergeant Crum, we go straight to the top, and that's got to be Sheriff Rob Giordano. Sheriff, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. Good to talk to you, as always. With regard to these home invasions yesterday, it still is amazing to me. I mean, it does seem a bit serendipitous that a Sonoma County sheriff's deputy was in Vallejo and caught sight of the suspect's car. But it really seems like once you found out about it, things happened very quickly.
We have an incredible team of detectives and patrol people that just do a great job hunting down the real criminals. I mean, that's our true job is those kind of cases, and they work so hard to do that. I mean, you think about, I watched those guys run around here yesterday, and they were here all night, and they really put a good bow on that case. And I'm sure they got a lot of work to do, but just putting that together is so important. So
yeah,
great work.
And obviously still on the lookout for the fifth suspect. Is there any reason to believe that she is back in Sonoma County?
You know what? I don't know enough about the case to even answer that, but I know that I have faith that our people will pick her up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, given what's happened so far, that probably wouldn't be a surprise. And Sergeant Crum mentioned it, and we were talking about the fact that marijuana could be a factor in this whole exchange in the two home invasions yesterday. Well, let's talk a bit for a minute, Rob, about the legalization of recreational pot. It's been just over a month here in California. What issues, if any, has it raised for the department so far?
So, you know, it's been kind of early for us to see any changes, but I will tell you that we're very concerned about driving under the influence.
Yeah.
And I think one of the reasons is that people are so stuck on marijuana being harmless, and it's not harmless if you're driving a car. And it's not the marijuana that we're used to, right? The most of us who understand that, at least in our generations, look at it as a joint with a small amount. You know, THC is a chemical that makes people high, and it's a very low percentage of THC in a joint. Today's marijuana is refined THC, 90%. It's smoked in a hot pipe. There's all these different things. It's a different kind of drug.
Yeah, it's built to last.
It is, and it's much stronger, much more potent, and we just don't even understand the full effects of that yet. So those are our concerns. And then the other problem is, like, these, we still get these home invasions. Most of our homicides in the last 5 years have been marijuana related, and it's not marijuana. It's the money in marijuana, because it's so much money in California and 10 times that amount in Florida to get it across the country where it's illegal.
Yeah.
There's just too much money in it. And the theory that legalizing it takes the crime out of it, I mean, I get that, but I don't know that you can get that until it's across the United States like alcohol. You know,
it makes sense.
Regulated like
yeah,
that.
I hadn't really thought about the idea of course, that valuable product is even more valuable in places where it's not legalized yet. And so that makes sense. I'm still a little unclear, Sheriff, on how you operate when it comes to pulling over an impaired driver and trying to figure out whether they're under the influence of marijuana. How do you do it?
So, we use objective symptoms and drug recognition experts. So we get training on how to recognize people under the influence of different drugs, and they use pupil tests, they use smell. Smell is one of the big ones, right? You smell marijuana come out of the car, they ask people
about
it.
Not when you eat it.
Great point.
Not
right?
when you eat it.
Yes, so that's another place where it changes the game, right? Edibles are going to change the game for us. So then you got to look at the other signs and symptoms that drug recognition experts look for. And there's a lot of study work about what different drugs do to the body and how they test for that. But it's really hard right now. It's not an easy process. So you have to articulate their driving difficulties coupled with the reason you believe they're under the influence. What will really help us is that chemical test like we have in alcohol cases. That chemical test will be a big difference, but science hasn't come out with that yet.
Well, you know, what's strange about pot, too, of course, is that it stays in your system way longer than alcohol does.
Yes.
And so, you know, how the accuracy of that kind of test is, I guess, one of the learning phases and factors as we try to get used to the idea of not only legalized marijuana, but the ramifications on the road. But it's got to be, is it a little bit of a gray area still?
Oh, yeah, it's difficult. I will tell you that I went to a conference with a bunch of people from Colorado who came here to present to us, specifically talking about their impacts of marijuana in their communities. And they ran into problems like poison control calls for all the kids ingesting the edibles.
Yeah.
They ran into problems with psychosis calls for people that were just too high, per se, because of the strong THC levels. I mean, they had literally had someone eat a Snickers bar, and the serving on the particular bar that had been laced with THC was 1/16 of the bar. Who eats 1/16 of a Snickers bar?
Nobody I know.
Yeah, so this kid ate that Snickers bar and jumped off a hotel building and died. So really odd things like that we're not used to seeing. It's kind of a new world, and the big thing they warned us about was marketing to children.
Well, speaking of pot, let's talk about pots being stirred. And there is, I don't know if you know this election coming up at the end of the year.
There's an election?
Yeah, there is. And a new sheriff is going to be voted in because you refuse to run again. And so I'm just wondering if at this stage of the game, the notion even of retirement, is it starting to feel real to you yet?
It's funny. For the first time in my life, I see that light coming up.
Yeah.
that tunnel. And I don't think about it a lot because, frankly, this job's very busy and I'm running a lot and I have a lot to do. So I'm really not looking ahead yet. I figure I can slow down at the end and look ahead, but I want to do the best I can here and make a big difference in the time that I'm here. So I don't think about it a lot, but for the first time ever, I do see it. So yes, those notions are settling in.
Well, we're going to continue that conversation throughout the course of the year. Thanks for being here, Sheriff.
Hey, thanks for having me.